Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center. Let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's get together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts open to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. Father, this we ask and covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, we pray. Shalom and amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. And we are going to continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6. I will read and you can follow. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Our subject for the last few months has been the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning of faith, in its simplest form, is acting on what you believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when the word is spoken and heard, then the one who is hearing the word believes the word, which causes that person to react on what they believe. Faith is acting on what you believe. The importance of faith is very extremely important. Because number one, the word tells us that the just shall live by faith. And secondly, it is impossible to please God if we do not have faith in his word. So, it's so very, very important to understand what faith is. We were looking at the prayer of faith or petition prayer, which is most common of prayers. And you can find that in Mark 11:24. It is where you are asking God to do something for you or you to give you something. That is the prayer of faith or the prayer petition. Now, we know that we have to believe we receive when we pray and then make our confession that we believe that we have received. Let me say it again. Do not try to believe for something that is so big for you. You cannot do it and become discouraged because it does not come to pass. Start using your faith on the little things that are easy for you to believe for. So as your faith develops and becomes stronger, your confidence level will rise correspondingly. When you get a victory, you get confidence. I remember the first time Dr. Michelle and I, we got our victory in something that we were believing for. I tell you, our confidence level grew tremendously. But that's the way it is with God, because he is so awesome and so good. When you have defeats, you can become discouraged, and that discouragement can cause you to stop using your faith. That is what some of you have done. You tried to bite off too much and did not have the faith for it. You had the desire, but you did not have the faith. And you know, that's interesting. We all have the desire, but if we don't have the faith, we have to keep on pushing. We cannot let that stop us. Amen. When it did not come to pass, you got discouraged and gave up. But if you will walk like the word of God is telling you, you will never give up. The word of God works. Amen. The word of God works. I've been down and now I'm up. And believe me, up is better. I have been poor and now I am rich. Rich meaning abundantly supplied. I am not a multimillionaire yet. But rich, yes. Biblically speaking, yes, which means abundantly supplied. So much supplied that I have enough to give away. That is what Bible rich means. Don't get hung up on the term rich, because if you do, you allow Satan to come against your mind. Because if you do, you will have a deceptive view of rich. One, the world views as rich, and that can be very discouraging and deceitful. You must learn faith for yourself. Take it and use it just like Dr. Michelle, the First Lady of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, and I did. Because once you do it and get the benefits afforded to you by our covenant rights, then no one, the devil included, can ever talk you out of it. Yes, you have benefits, and you got to remember what those benefits are. Please turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Psalm, chapter 103. The book of Psalm, chapter 103. And let's look and see what the word tells us about our benefits. So if you found Psalm 103, we're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. And it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases." Amen. So we have benefits, and we have to understand what these benefits are. And he said that he does not want us to forget our benefits, number one, and he forgives all our iniquities and he heals all our diseases. That is another benefit from our Heavenly Father. Amen. And we cannot forget those, not one time. Dr. Michelle and I do not care what anyone else does. We know from hence we have come, and we can talk, and we cannot be talked out of it. We know it works, but you have to know it works. We know faith works, but you have to know it works. It is not going to fall on you like raindrops from the sky. It will work if you will apply the principles. And as a result, you will finally get to a point where you are free. Amen. I'm a free person. Then and only then can you use it as a channel of blessings. Amen. You want to be a channel of blessings for the body of Christ. Sadly, most people are so bound up with their own problems and with their own lack, they have nothing to give to anyone else. They need someone to give them something. But when you get to a point in your life where you have it to give away and you can be a channel of blessings, then that is when life begins to be really fun. Amen. When you do not have to spend all your waking moments trying to figure out how you are going to make it or how you are going to take care of your things, your children, or your family. You should never ask anyone for anything as such, but only ask our Heavenly Father for it. The Bible tells us, "My God shall supply all your needs." Let me repeat that. The Bible tells us, "My God shall supply all your needs." It does not say that Pastor John shall supply all your needs, but our God shall supply all your needs. Amen. And that is good news. You can get to a point where you will be thinking about how can you give to other people. That's when it gets to be really fun. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "When you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Remember, I told you when you pray your initial prayer of faith to believe you receive something, you need to support that prayer by a constant prayer of thanksgiving that you believe you have it. You continue to say, "Father, I thank you. I believe that I am healed," or "I believe that my need is met," or whatever the thing or the desire is that you are believing for. Whatever it is, you continue to support your original prayer by the prayer of thanksgiving. Now, it's very important. Whatever it is, you continue to support your original prayer by the prayer of thanksgiving. What that does is keep you attuned and alert to the things that you prayed for. Amen. Also, it lets the devil and the evil one and all the demonic demons know that you are on the job so that his demons cannot come and try to discourage and dissuade you by getting you to look at the circumstances and get you to confess the negative rather than the word of God. Remember, the word of God tells us, while we do not look at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so we look at the things that are seen. Sure, we do not deny their existence. We know they're there. But what we do not allow them to do is to dictate our circumstances. It's the word of God that dictates our circumstances. And we do that by our faith. Amen. You have to learn how to look at the word, not at the circumstances. Remember, the scripture principle is faith comes by hearing. What comes by hearing? Faith comes by hearing. Every time you say it, and hear it. Faith comes. And that will stimulate your faith. Do you understand that? When you say it out loud, praise God, I believe my need is met. You hear that. Faith comes by hearing it, and it will stimulate your faith. Amen. Now, please go with me to 1 John chapter 5. That's 1 John chapter 5. And go to, please, verse number 14. And it says this. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The scripture tells us, now this is the confidence that we have in him. So let's stop for a minute. So what is confidence? The scripture says this is the confidence. So what is the confidence? Well, confidence, if we look at it, is the assurance, the guarantee, or the trust. Would you agree with me on that? We can say that confidence would mean trust. So you can say this. Now, this is the trust that we have in him. Amen. I have confidence in my wife, Dr. Michelle. I have complete confidence in her. I can trust her with my life. If I could not trust her, I surely would not have any confidence in her. I trust her to make the right decisions because she's only led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Anytime she wants to make a decision, she goes before the Father before she makes that decision. So she knows she's on the right track biblically when she's making her decision. And then she'll come to me, and then I will also pray about it, and we'll come to an agreement as to what we should do on any particular circumstance that we might have in our lives. Amen. So we have the confidence, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Notice what that verse says. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, in God, that if we ask anything. Now, I want you to think with me for a moment. That word anything in the verse sounds like what? It sounds like what things soever ye desire in Mark 11:24, doesn't it? Kind of sounds like that. If we ask anything according to his will. Now here is the key. We have to ask according to his will. If we do, he says he hears us. According to his will. Amen. That's the important key. That means you cannot do something that is outside the will of God and expect for God to hear you. Now, let me give you an example. Now, it's going to be a very extreme example, but you can kind of get what I'm understanding when you say you have to ask according to the will of God. You cannot pray for a husband and a wife to get a divorce because you might want to marry that husband. That is outside the will of God. Let me repeat that. You cannot pray for a husband and wife to get a divorce because you want to marry or you attracted or you think you attracted to another person's husband and you want them to get a divorce because you want to marry that person. You cannot pray for that. That is outside the will of God. That would not compute. God would not even listen to that nonsense. Amen. So you have to pray according to the will of God. Now think with me for a moment about this. For God to hear you, it is for God to answer you. He says, if we ask anything according to his will, I do not want to hear that you do not know what the will of God is. Because if you are telling me you do not know the will of God, then that lets me know you have not been spending time with the Father. You do not read your Bible. you not fellowshipping with the Lord, you not praying, you not meditating on the word. Because if you read your Bible, God's word, then you would know what God's will is for you. Amen. If you spend time with the Father in prayer, meditation, and worship with him, then you would know what the will of God is for you. Amen. Always remember that God's word is God's will, and God's will is God's word. Anything that you could ever desire that is consistent with a godly life is covered in the contract or in the covenant. It is in there. Amen. You just have to search for it. Let me give you some advice that might help and encourage you. Some of you might have a challenge with prayer or praying itself. If so, just pray the word. Pray the word. You have to start at some point, so it might as well be with the word. You have your Bibles there? When I say pray the word, go to, again, the book of Psalm, chapter 1. Psalm, chapter 1. What I'm saying, if you have a problem with prayer, because I know, I mean, when I first started praying, it was a challenge to me because I've never prayed on a consistent basis. I only prayed when I needed something. Other than that, I never prayed. But pray the word. Get the Bible. Find out your situation or your circumstances or what the desire is and pray that. But if we look at the book of Psalm, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, pray it like this. It says, blessed is the man. It says, blessed is the man. But put your name in there. Say, blessed is John, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But John's delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, John meditates day and night. John shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in season. Whoever's leaf also shall not wither. And whatever John does shall prosper. So pray the word like that and add your name in there when you have personal pronouns. Add your name in there and just pray the word until you get comfortable enough where you can pray. Amen. Again, like I said, you have to start somewhere. God did an excellent job when he invented it in the first place. So let me encourage you to find scripture in the Bible that covers your need or desire and pray that. We have to ask according to his word. Notice again in verse John 5:14, it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The Bible tells us in order for God to hear us when we pray, I have to ask according to his will. Now, since this is God's word, and God is the one who made the covenant, and God is the one who makes the requirements that I have to pray according to his will in order for him to hear me, then God is doing that. He has obligated himself to make his will known to us. Amen? Because if he does not provide us with his will, then we will, therefore, cannot do the will of God. Therefore, you could never have the confidence or trust that you or that he, God, heard you when you prayed. He's obligated himself by telling me that in order for him to hear you or me, you have to ask according to his will. That means God will have to be available to me. Amen. He said, now this is the confidence. Amen. That if we ask anything, I don't know about you, but that's awesome. Ask anything according to his will, and he hears us. For God to hear us is for God to answer. To ask anything means you also have the faith for the anything. You have to have $1,000 faith if you want $1,000 anything. You cannot have $1 faith and expect to have $1,000 anything. The anything has to be consistent with your level of faith. Did you hear me? The anything has to be consistent with your level of faith. Amen. And that means that your faith has to be at the same level as your anything. Amen. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for today's broadcast. But let me invite you to join us every Sunday for our teleconferencing church services. You can join us simply by dialing our toll-free conference number at 605-303-4834. Access code 997-020#. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. Until then, remember these words from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net. and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.